Hope is a powerful gift. This world is full of hopeless situations. When one is confronted with hopelessness, God's gift of hope is the most precious gift indeed. All of us will find ourselves in what is perceived as a hopeless place, a very dark place from time to time. But be assured that there is a hope for the hopeless. That hope is found in Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. The hopeless situation can take on many faces. It could be sickness, the death of a loved one, alcohol or drug addiction, sexual bondage, a broken marriage, financial trouble, global evils, and other situations. But amazingly, the solution to all of this hopelessness is in the blessed hope which is in Christ Jesus. The beauty of hope is expressed in many passages. Here are a few for your consideration. Psalms 31:24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalms 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalms 119:114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. This precious hope is given dimension and is accessed by faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Have you been born again? Are you ready to become part of God's blessed hope? Today is your day of salvation. Today, you can become a brand new creature. Today, your hopelessness can be replaced with joy. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now, for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 1, 1 through 5, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, Exodus 20, verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God said, Genesis 5, verse 3, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. God said, Genesis 5, verse 6, and Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. Man said, people who go to church and believe in Jesus have to check their brains at the door. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said feature article 703. That will once again confirm the full inerrancy of God's Holy Bible. All of these marvelous features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the building up of the faith of the blood-bought and as soul bait for the fishers of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for coming. We're honored by your presence. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. The suggestion by the ungodly is that the world's great minds reject the Bible and its Christ when the exact opposite is true. Vast numbers of the world's greatest scientists, educators, politicians, military strategists, and more were and are creationists. They believe that God created. Arguably, the world's most educated people populate the field of medicine, and over two-thirds believe the Bible was inspired by God. An article published by Business Wire, December 20, 2004, was a review of a national survey of 1,100 physicians. 74% of doctors believe that miracles have occurred. 73% believe they can occur today. 72% of American physicians believe religion provides a reliable and necessary guide to life. 58% attend worship services at least one time per month. 67% believe the Bible was inspired by God. 55% of doctors said they have seen treatment results in their patients that they would consider miraculous. 51% pray for their patients as a group. 59% pray for individual patients. 67% of America's physicians encourage their patients to pray. This survey was conducted by HCD Research and the Louis Finkelstein Institute of New York City. A Christian's functional faith is built on the absolute truth of God's word. Selective believing just won't work. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Concerning Abraham, known as the father of all them that believe and the friend of God, Romans 4:20, 21 reads, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Functional faith is built upon the Word of God. In a feature published by the Institute for Creation Research titled Bible-Believing Scientists of the Past, we find a faith-defaming statement that was made several decades ago that has become the rallying cry of the ungodly. The following paragraph is from the ICR feature. One of the self-serving arguments of modern evolutionists is their rather arrogant claim that creation scientists are not real scientists. No matter that a large number of creationists have earned authentic Ph.D. degrees in science, hold responsible scientific positions, and have published numerous scientific articles and books, if they are creationists, they are not true scientists. In a letter to the editor, Stephen Schaeferman, of Rice University's Department of Geology says, for example, I dispute Henry Morris's claim that thousands of scientists are creationists. No scientist today questions the past and present occurrence of evolution in the organic world. End of quote. Concerning the men of faith in science you'll find listed in this feature, ICR continues. Nor should anyone suppose that their commitment to theism and creationism was only because they were not yet acquainted with modern philosophies. Many were strong opponents of Darwinism, Agassiz, Pasteur, Lord Kelvin, Maxwell, Dawson, Virchow, Fabre, Fleming, etc. Even those who lived before Darwin were strong opponents of earlier evolutionary systems, not to mention pantheism, atheism, and other such anti-supernaturalist philosophies, which were every bit as prevalent then as now. To illustrate the caliber and significance of these great scientists of the past, tables 1 and 2 have been prepared. These tabulations are not complete lists, of course, but at least are representative, and they do point up the absurdity of modern assertions that no true scientist can be a creationist and a Bible-believing Christian. Table 1 lists the creationist fathers of many significant branches of modern science. Table 2 lists the creationist scientists responsible for various vital inventions, discoveries, and other contributions to mankind. These identifications are to some degree oversimplified, of course, for even in the early days of science, every new development involved a number of other scientists before and after. ICR continues. Table 1. Scientific disciplines established by creationist scientists. Discipline: antiseptic surgery, Joseph Lister. Bacteriology, Louis Pasteur. Calculus, Isaac Newton. Celestial mechanics, Johann Kepler. Chemistry, Robert Boyle. Comparative anatomy, George Covert. Computer science, Charles Babbage. Dimensional analysis, Lord Rayleigh. Dynamics, Isaac Newton. Electronics, John Ambrose. Electrodynamics, James Clerk Maxwell. Electromagnetics, Michael Faraday. Energetics, Lord Kelvin. Entomology of living insects, Henry Fabre. Field theory, Michael Faraday. Fluid mechanics, George Stokes. Galactic astronomy, William Herschel. Gas dynamics, Robert Boyle. Genetics, Gregor Mendel. Glacial geology, Louis Agassiz. Gynecology, James Simpson. Hydraulics, Leonardo da Vinci. Hydrography, Matthew Maury. Hydrostatics, Blaise Pascal. Ichthyology, Louis Agassiz. Isotopic chemistry, William Ramsay. Model analysis, Lord Rayleigh. Natural history, John Ray. non-Euclidean geometry, Bernard Ryman. Oceanography, Matthew Mowry. Optical mineralogy, David Brewster. Paleontology, John Woodward. Pathology, Rudolf Virchow. Physical astronomy, Johann Kepler. Reversible thermodynamics, James Joule. Statistical thermodynamics, James Clerk Maxwell. Stratigraphy, Nicholas Steno. Systematic biology, Carlos Linnaeus. Thermodynamics, Lord Kelvin. Thermokinetics, Humphrey Davy. Vertebrate paleontology, George Cuvier. Now, table number two, these are notable inventions, discoveries, or developments by creationist scientists. Contribution: absolute temperature scale, Lord Kelvin. Actuarial tables, Charles Babbage. Barometer, Blaise Pascal. Biogenesis law, Louis Pasteur. Calculating machine, Charles Babbage. Chloroform, James Simpson. Classification system, Carlos Linnaeus. Double stars, William Herschel. Electric generator, Michael Faraday. Electric motor, Joseph Henry. Ephemeris tables, Johann Kepler. Fermentation control, Louis Pasteur. Galvanometer, Joseph Henry. Global star catalog, John Herschel. Inert gases, William Ramsay. Kaleidoscope, David Brewster. Law of gravity, Isaac Newton. Mine safety lamp, Humphrey Davy. Pasteurization, Louis Pasteur. Reflecting telescope, Isaac Newton. Scientific method, Francis Bacon. Self-induction, Joseph Henry. Telegraph, Samuel F.B. Morse. Thermodynamic valve, Ambrose Fleming. Transatlantic cable, Lord Kelvin. Vaccination and immunization, Louis Pasteur. End of quotes. Several months ago, God Said, Man Said published a feature titled Cosmos Host Attacks Bible. Several paragraphs follow. According to astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, host of the television series Cosmos, a space-time odyssey, introduced by U.S. President Barack Obama, if you start using your scripture, your religious text, as the source of your science, that's where you run into problems. And there is no example of someone reading their scripture and saying, I have a prediction about the world that no one knows yet because this gave me insight. Let's go test this prediction and have that theory turn out to be correct. In this series, Mr. Tyson also challenges God's account that he created the earth before the sun and the universe and proceeds to attempt to unravel the six-day creation narrative laid out in Genesis. God's word cannot be broken. Proverbs 35:6 reads, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. The fear of the true God, the creator and judge of heaven and earth, is thoroughly taught in the Holy Bible. Note that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. You should find this interesting. The following excerpts are from the commentary written by David Barton in the Founders Bible. Most of America's oldest universities were founded by Christians. The College of William and Mary, founded in 1693, purposed to supply the Church of Virginia with a seminary of ministers that the Christian faith may be propagated. Established in 1701, Yale College had a stated goal that every student shall consider the main end of his study, to wit, to know God in Jesus Christ and answerably to lead a godly, sober life. King's College, now Columbia University, purpose to inculcate upon students' tender minds the great principles of Christianity and morality. One of Princeton's founding statements was, cursed is all learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ. Originally chartered and founded as Queens College in New Jersey in 1766, Rutgers University was inspired by the motto of the University of Utrecht in the Netherlands, which was, Son of Righteousness, shine upon us. It chose for its official motto, Son of Righteousness, shine upon the West also. It is a fact worthy of notice that the most enlightened parts of the world in general and useful science are those in which the doctrines of the Christian religion are taught and believed. And Rabbi Daniel Lapin, considered one of America's most influential rabbis today, conducted extensive modern research into this topic, and he concludes with this. Well over 90% of all the scientific discoveries of the past 1,000 years have been made in nations where Christianity is the prevailing religion. Virtually every major discovery in physics, medicine, chemistry, mathematics, electricity, nuclear physics, mechanics, and just about everything else has taken place in Christian countries. End of quote. Has anyone had a prediction about the world, a prediction that they discovered in the plain reading of the Word of God and succeeded in proving that prediction correct? The man's name is Matthew Mowry, and he holds the title of Father of Oceanography, Pathfinder of the Seas, and Father of Naval Meteorology. This famous scientist developed the National Observatory and helped found the U.S. Naval Academy and National Weather Bureau, as well as being instrumental in laying the transatlantic telegraph cable. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Paths in the Sea. The profits of obedience are immeasurable, and so is concerning the discoveries of one Matthew Fontaine Maury. Matthew Maury, known as the Father of Oceanography, was a U.S. Navy officer who lived during the 1800s. After an injury forced an early retirement, Mr. Maury was awarded the job of overseeing the depot of charts and instruments of the Hydrographic Office of the U.S. Navy, spanning 20 years from 1841 to 1861. Matthew was an ardent follower of Jesus Christ and had complete confidence in the accuracy of the Word of God, a confidence that became immensely profitable to all mankind. He read Psalms 8:8 and Ecclesiastes 1:6 and saw the great practical significance of paths in the sea and circuits of the wind. It is Matthew Maury who discovered and plotted many of the wind circuits and ocean currents or paths in the sea, such as the 40-mile-wide, 2,000-foot-deep Gulf Current, the Japanese Current, the California Current, and more. The sea-going vessels in Maury's days applied these discoveries and cut down the time needed to cross the oceans by as much as 3 weeks. Today's air travel uses jet streams discovered by Matthew Maury. The state of Virginia erected a monument of honor to their native son, and in its plaque it reads, Matthew Fontaine Maury, Pathfinder of the Seas, the genius who first snatched from the oceans and atmosphere the secret of their laws. His inspiration, Holy Writ, Psalms 8:8, Ecclesiastes 1:6. The nearly 3 weeks of savings for seagoing vessels, as well as hefty savings in time and fuel for air travel, have registered enormous benefits, huge savings of man-hours, reduced cost of food and fuel, less wear and tear on the ships and planes and more, resulting in a lower cost of ship goods and consequently a lower cost of merchandise and travel expense to the entire world. Obeying God's word is always a profitable thing to do. Psalms 8:8, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. Ecclesiastes 1:6, the wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. End of quotes. On God Said, Man Said, we reference a host of modern-day scientists of considerable influence that all say yes to God, his Christ, and his holy word. The real question to the ungodly is to name one great life-enhancing discovery that is a product of the theory of evolution. God's word is true and righteous altogether. It is a place to build a life. God said, Genesis 1:1 through 5, In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God said, Exodus 20, verse 11, For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God said, Genesis 5:3, And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. God said, Genesis 5:6, And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enos. Man said, People who go to church and believe in Jesus have to check their brains at the door. Now you have the record.